And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour playing various Kirtan mantra-based music and things of that nature. First track today, just to kick things off, is going to be a recording by Kim Waters and Hans Christian, otherwise known as Rasa. It's released entitled Hari Haraye Namaha. The word Rasa is a Sanskrit word and it means, well, it's actually a description that they have on their website, which is kind of concise and nice. So the rasa meaning the taste or essence of any impression, the aesthetic experience in transcendence, the emotional fulfillment of the soul, and the essence of divine love. So that the words that are being chanted in this particular piece, Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. These are different names for the divine. For example, Hari is, you could translate as one who takes away obstacles on the spiritual path. And then the word Krishna meaning all attractive. Yadavaya is connected to the name Krishna, and that the Yadu dynasty was a ancient dynasty in the area what is now India, in which the avatar Krishna appeared in a few thousand years ago. And then the name is Gopal Govinda. Govinda means one who satisfies everybody. So these are like different ways for different sounds people can chant in order to make that connection, that higher connection with the divine essence. This is like the purpose of kirtan. This is the purpose of chanting. This particular track was released and then re-released on the second Namaste compilation. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do so 604-822-2487. And we'll be back after this. Thank you.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no? Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
The first track we heard was Rasa with Ari Haraye. And what we're going to do now is going to start another set of music. It kind of follows on the same thread. In some ways later in the set you're going to hear From the Martyrs of Sound from Radhe's Dream with the title track. This is pretty beautiful recording, this CD of this, I guess, a kind of a more than two people. There's a lot of people collaborating with Martyrs of Sound, but mainly Dr. Steve Cook and Sarah Wiseman from Oregon. We're also going to hear from this set, anyway, from Ellen Molnia and Shrikal. And also something by Jeffrey Armstrong, who is going to be present at the Kirtan Vancouver Festival, which we'll talk a little bit more about later on. But another, this is coming up on August 18th. It's a Saturday. It's a free open air kirtan concert in Stanley Park at Second Beach from the afternoon till the evening. It's going to be broadcast live on CATR, at least from, I think, 3:07 or something around that on that day. The next track I'm going to play is by a couple called Shantala. And this consists of Benji and Heather Wertheimer. I'll read a little bit about who they are. Heather Wertheimer is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who combines her special love of both music and yoga to lead devotional chanting for yoga workshops and spiritual gatherings internationally. As Heather has toured in the U.S. and abroad with her husband Benji, Steve Gorn, Manos, and David Premel and Mitten, etc., etc. And then some notes from Benji Wertheimer. An award-winning songwriter, vocalist, composer, and multi-instrumentalist playing tabla, congas, percussion, esraj, guitar, and keyboards, Benji has toured and recorded with such artists as Krishna Das, David Premel, Mitten, Jai Uttal, Walter Becker of Steely Dan, and virtuoso guitarist Michael Mandrell. He has opened for such artists as Carlos Santana, Paul Winter and Narda, Michael Walden. So Benji's also put out a lot of instrumental recordings aside from the Kirtan performance and recordings that Shantala do. So along with the recording of Jeffrey Armstrong, who's going to be talking about the Atma, which is a Sanskrit word for soul, you're going to hear in the background a track, instrumental track by Benji Wertheimer also. But the Chantelle jacket we're going to start things off with is called, simply called Praise, and it's directed towards Sarasvati, the goddess Sarasvati, who is the goddess of learning and of music and of beauty and all of these different things. Sometimes it's explained that her name has references to the flowing of knowledge like a river. There's also a river named after her, or you could say that the river is actually the same as her. It's an embodiment of her. This is a river in India. A little bit of a blurb I can read for you. Sarasvati is depicted as a beautiful, fair goddess with four arms, wearing a spotless white sari and seated on a white lotus. She is also known as Sharada, Vani, and Vagdevi, all meaning speech. As the meaning of Sarasvati is a description that's given by a Dr. Salem Debnath, where he's basically... Well, I'll read it. It says, Sarasvati is the goddess of learning, and the meaning of the goddess in the association of all the symbols with her signifies that if a learner really understands and pursues the connotative and denotative meaning of the goddess, he or she can easily advance in acquiring knowledge. The realization of the goddess makes the learner ready to embark on the world of knowledge and wisdom. So here's Chantelle with a track simply entitled Praise from the release Jaya. And the chant is, you're going to hear is Jayati Jayati Jaya Bharati Sarasvati Jagdevi. So these are all names for Sarasvati, the goddess Sarasvati. You're listening to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver.
Jayati, Jayati, Jaya Bharati, Sarasvati Jagdevi. Saraswati Jayadevi.
One of the great truths from the yogic understanding is that because there are ritualized behaviors that we perform every day that are just for the maintenance of our material self, and because our day really is a series of repetitive behaviors that we have to do every day, punctuated by some of the unique things that we get to do in counterpoint to those with whatever amount of time we have left. We have to sleep, we have to eat, we have to use the toilet, for evacuation we have to work, there are to clean our mouths, we have to do a variety of different things that are the obligatory actions of having a body. So there's a great power in mastering those rituals and doing them properly. When we come to understand the optimum way to do all of those rituals, then again, we harmonize with nature, and in that correct use of our physical self, we are balanced. And we have that free time to use for other purposes, for creative purposes. So yoga is very much about that. There are certain things that we need to remember, but the way that we're viewed by the yogic philosophy is that we are actually an eternal being who is visiting the material world, and to do that, we've taken on two different bodies, a subtle body, the mind, the buddhi, the manas, the buddhi, and the ahamkara, which is the sensibility that I am wearing matter or connected to it or embracing it, the discerning ability, and the mental ability, the ability to hold images in my mind, think and feel and will, the ability to discern in various nuanced ways, and my connection to matter altogether. That's your subtle body. Then your physical body is made of earth and water and fire and air and space. That physical body is the coat, and the subtle body is the shirt that we're wearing underneath it. But who's wearing that, according to yoga, is an eternal being. And that eternal being is called the Atma. So our Atmic consciousness is the subtlest. You could say the simplest way to understand Atma is that the consciousness that pervades the mind and body is the sunlight emitted by our Atma, by our own personal soul, or our true self. That true self is eternal. It doesn't die. But in the atmosphere of matter, we forget that, and we become caught in the webs of material action and substance, and lost in that web of temporariness, and forget who we are. You could say that if we are mind, body, and soul, then we need to divide our day into maintaining our mind, maintaining our body, and also maintaining our Atma, our soul. That's what this is dedicated to. So there are rituals for that as well, ways of retrieving our awareness of who we are, pulling it back from being mixed up with matter. And to put it in simple terms, the death of the physical body is simply when we're no longer allowed to hold on to that particular matter that we've been holding on to. It's separated from us. We're taken elsewhere, and we have to get a new one of those vehicles if we're going to stay in the material world. Just as if your car got wrecked and you just had to go buy a new one. It's really no more complex than that. Problem is, of course, the complexity is we form an attachment to the vehicle. That's our dilemma. So this learning is to help us to stand back from the vehicle and realize that it's not us. It's simply something that we're driving in and using.
Calling all BC short filmmakers, the third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Back, you're listening to CITR Radio in Vancouver, 101.9 FM. The show is called Mantra. The last track that we heard was a talk given about the armor of the soul by Jeffrey Armstrong, who combined with music by Benji Wertheimer, both of whom will be at the Kirtan Vancouver Free Festival in Stanley Park on August 18th. It's presented by CITR, who will be broadcasting it live on air for the afternoon. It goes from, it's been extended. The official times for music are 3 to 9:30 for the Kirtan, but if you want to go and do some yoga in the park for free, you can show up at noon. Jolene McGill is going to be doing an hour-long free yoga from noon till 1. And then the Bound Lotus folks will be doing some Kundalini, along with Naranjan Kaur will be doing some Kirtan from 1 till 2:30. And then music starts shortly after that, going until 9, 9:30, something like that. You can go to Kirtan, that's K-I-R-T-A-N, Vancouver.com for more information about that. Tons of announcements to do. I'm going to try and squeeze it all in here. There's a lot of things going on. I should mention what else was played in that set first, though. Before that, we heard the Martyrs of Sound from the release Red Haze Dream with the title track portion. And then before that, we heard from Chantala, who is Benji Wertheimer and Heather Wertheimer, who will be at performing as Chantala at Kirtan Vancouver with a track Praise from Jai, which was dedicated to Goddess Sarasvati. So today is the 2nd of August 2012. Tomorrow night will be the Give Peace a Chant Kirtan Gathering. Happens every second Friday. That's at Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver. I believe that it starts at 7. You can go to givepeaceachant.org for more information about that. There's going to be also for information about the special Women of Bhakti screening. This is a great movie if you want to find out about bhakti culture, devotional culture around the world, and the women that are involved in that. And also there'll be kirtan as part of that, and some vegetarian snacks, and the producer, director of the film herself is going to be, we're going to be Skyping her in for just to kind of introduce the film, and then for Q&A afterwards. So that promises to be pretty good. It looks like it may be sold out. So not already, but it will sell out. What I'm doing tonight is I actually have a pair of tickets to give away for the Women of Bhakti screening in Kirtan, which is going to be on Friday the 17th of August. So that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, the day before Kirtan Vancouver. If you, well, as soon as we end this little dialogue and we start up the last track, if you would, the first person to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. The first caller will win a pair of tickets for the Women of Bhakti movie debut and Kirtan night at Open Door Yoga on the 17th of August. So get close to your phone for that one. Also on Saturday, this Saturday is going to be a special Enchant Kirtan gathering at the at Unity Yoga and Tea House. There's going to be a special kirtan by Sandra Lee of Give Peace a Chance. She's going to be coming and performing with Yogendra and Nandamurti Dasses, who amazing musicians, drummers, just amazing in general, very talented folks. They're going to be, they will be on stage for Kirtan Vancouver together. They will also be at Enchant this Saturday. As I said, Unity Yoga and Tea House, that's 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver, starts at 6 p.m. by donation. Casual gathering of kirtan and some vegetarian snacks at the end of that. And what else? Oh yes, also on Saturday at the Inner Evolution Center, which is at 3263 Heather Street in Vancouver. There will be a special day. It's called the Healing Day event. So it's the 4th of August, this Saturday, from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. And this is going to feature lots of stuff. There's going to be some, like, I'll just give you a quick rundown. Some Reiki, Indian head massage by Linda Miner. Some shamanic healing going on. There's going to be some kirtan, I believe. And some Reiki and drum healing by Deborah Taylor. Holistic acupuncture by Armin. And a whole bunch of other stuff. It says a day of healing is to encourage people to come and explore a vast variety of options available for health and wellness. Our vision is to create a whole day of healing for people to learn and experience the alternative methods of healing available. The stress we accumulate every day because of the busy lives can be very crucial to your overall health. And so this is kind of aimed at presenting a more of a holistic approach to feeling good about yourself, body, mind, and spirit. So you may want to check that out. Again, that is at the Inner Evolution Center, 3263 Heather Street, this Saturday, kind of an open house healing day kind of event there. And then lastly, but not least, of course, is Kirtan Vancouver on the 18th of August. We mentioned it before. It's going to be lots of members of the local Kirtan community featured on stage in this open-air free concert Kirtan experience. It's on Second Beach in Stanley Park. So you can, again, kirtanvancouver.com. You can check out everybody that's going to be taking part in that. There'll also be a organic green bazaar there with, we have like 30 or 40 vendors taking part in that. I think that's about it. If you would like to check out more about Mantra Radio and previous shows, that kind of thing, you can download from mantraradio.co, and you can also send us feedback through the website as well if you'd like to. And then of course podcasts and everything about CITR on Discord, you can go to citr.ca. We'll be back next Thursday for another installment of Mantra at 4 p.m. Last track is going to be Shikal, featuring Steve Fox and Truth Now, amongst other people, collaborating with a track entitled Sunrise. take care of yourselves. Thanks for tuning in today. Again, we're going to open the phone lines right now. First caller, 604-822-2487. Give us a call if you would like to attend the Women of Bhakti screening. It's not just for women, it's for everybody. It's an amazing film, and there'll be kirtan, everything included. It's $20 at the door, but we have a pair of tickets to give away to the first caller. 604-822-2487. It's going to be at Open Door Yoga on the 17th of Friday the 17th. See you next week. Namaste.
Of the movement, the anarchist temple, all voices join as one and raise the potential, free mind, the rate exponential, the spiritual singularity surely is sequential, now awakened lives germinate the beehive, resolve reaffirmed with every single stride, when life don't make sense like Mulholland Drive, grab your parachute and kiss the sky inside. Yeah.
messages. Oh.